another country to seek refuge in another man's land. You left your country to seek refuge in another man's land. You will be confronted by strange dialects. You will be fed with unusual diet. You got to sleep in a tarpaulin house, which is so hot. You got to sleep on a tarpaulin mat, which is so cold. Oh, we on time.
Even like a refugee,
I'm not.
It's not easy.
It's really not easy.
Even like a refugee.
Oh, we on time.
Living like a refugee.
Oh, nah,
it's not easy.
It's really not easy.
Living like a refugee.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys, and I want to thank you so much for listening to me this morning. You can call in 646-929-0368 if you have any questions or concerns or just want to say hi. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys. You can become a fan of the show on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And you can email me at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Today we're going to be speaking with some refugees from Sierra Leone, the Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars band. This is an amazing story. I mean, we here in America, we don't have war going on here, so to speak. I mean, what they technically may call war. I mean, I personally feel we do have a war going on with the crime and the gun warfare in our urban areas. I definitely think we have warfare going on and there's trauma going on. But, you know, in a technical sense, people don't think there's a war going on. But these individuals have been through war, literally, and some of them have had their limbs amputated. They know people have had limbs amputated. People have been raped and burned and pillaged. I mean, everything possible that could have been done to a human being. They probably know someone who's had it done to them or seen it done. They've had to live in refugee camps, horrible conditions. Refugee camps are not necessarily safe places. I mean, maybe it seems sterile to us here in America. Oh, well, they were in a refugee camp. Okay, they were safe. No, that's not really how it works. I mean, there's gangs in refugee camps. People are stealing in refugee camps. People are getting raped in refugee camps. I mean, there's a hierarchy there in refugee camps. I did a show with Linda Pullman. She's a journalist from Holland, and she talks about humanitarian aid in refugee camps and how, unfortunately, the humanitarian aid is sometimes taken over by the people who are creating the war and not even getting the people who need it aren't getting the help they need. Only certain individuals are getting it, so then others are cut off. So living like a refugee, as the song says, is not easy. But these individuals have been blessed and have been able to survive and overcome. And just really, I'd say it's a blessing that they were found, you know, and then doing their music, being able to do their music. This is their second album, Sierra Leone Refugee All-Star, second album. And I want to play one of the songs from their second album here. This is like a love song, Been Down the Corner. Okay, I think we've been able to get through to the group. Good morning. This is Joy Keys.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing? This is Black Nature. This is
really hi. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
You guys are in Chicago, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little early there, I know.
I know, yeah. We had a late night last night, and a very nice show. Charlie last night was was a Wolf Fuss concert, so
I was kind of tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I appreciate you calling in this morning. I was just talking to the audience about a lot of different things, but mainly how we here in America haven't really had to deal face-to-face with what they call a stereotypical war. But I did, say that I feel there is a war in America on young men, the gun warfare in our urban communities, but we cannot compare that to what was going on in Sierra Leone.
Right.
Do you feel that the music has helped heal you and those around you, the music?
Totally, yeah. I think, you know, like for me personally, I think the music has turned things the way around, from bad to good. You know, like compare if I think about those days when I was living as a refugee in Guinea, you know, it was just a really, really terrible life. But compared to now, you know, music has definitely like uplifted my soul and uplifted and turned around everything in my life, which is really incredible. And I had to fled out of the country too. We all met in a refugee camp called Guinea, Simba Kwea, which is in Guinea, West Africa, which is pretty close to Sierra Leone. That's where we all met. That's where I met Ruben. And he was playing music at the same time. You know, I was a little boy. I was like 15. And And I was still, you know, I was doing my own thing, which is rap and MC and doing my own thing, but I always, you know, like coming around Ruben because, you know, he's a really good, incredible musician, and he was in refugee camp with another friend by the name of Franco, who just passed away last year and stuff. So
I read about Franco, that. Mm-hmm.
Right, and Franco managed to escape with his guitar, so him and Ruben and his wife, they were all playing together. Then I started coming around him. And, I started playing drums and, you know, rap and do my own thing. And with another band by the name of Rahim, he's in Sierra Leone right now. That's how pretty much I hook up with them.
Here in America, do you have a favorite rapper?
Oh, well, I used to see Busta Rhymes, but for some reason, you know, like, no offense, I really, when I was, even in the documentary, that's what I said, you know, I was like, oh, I want to rap like Busta Rhymes, you know, but
yeah,
now I
remember
just
that part, right, okay.
But now I just want to be Black Nature, you know, like, I just, you know, I just think that I'm on this earth for purpose too, you know, so I got to contribute my own way. You know, so that's just what it is. You know, I respect what he does and everything, but I just want to give Black Nature, you know. And in terms of, like, in terms of like favorite right now, you know, I would say I just the flow, you know, I respect talents, I respect the hard working, I respect all what they do. You know, I like all different kind of music. I listen to a lot of hip hop rappers and stuff. It's just sometimes, you know, it's just sometimes the things that are coming, you know, from, I mean, like the language, like the words they use and stuff that I'm not really, really.
You're not feeling that, yeah.
You know, like, embracing it because, you know, like, well, we got a lot of things to talk about as a musician, you know, a lot of things that are affecting the environment, not even Africa, but here in America, there are a lot of fucked up things.
Oh, yeah,
that
definitely. That we could,
know,
we could be focusing
like,
on instead of some garbage about, you know, I got a wood,
yeah,
I got the gold rims, I got, you
yeah,
know, the bling bling,
right,
and, you know,
right,
my
fur
on,
about,
whatever. Yeah, you know.
Will you think it more and more? Think it more and more. A biggie, biggie time, I say now. Yeah, a biggie, biggie time. A biggie, biggie time, I say.
Bumper time, a biggie, biggie time.
We not the future, say, we go left this way. We not the future, say, we go downward and the grave. How we believe to the Lord, we bring we not this heart. We not there for once, we not there for so comile. We be the pen we yawn, and we be the guest we yawn. We say God thank you, where God bring them three man, one call. Baka wise, one call. Chris a villa, one call. Sack night, that we let crap for we, that we will crap for we.
Black nature. Will you sing it more and more? Sing it more and more.
And you know, like, seriously, one of the things that's really, like, you know, like bothers me, you know, is, like, give name to precious people on earth, which is women, you know, like, give them the name that they don't want to hear, you know, call them bitches, call them, you know, all
yeah,
bad names, and, like.
Yeah, definitely. No, women don't want to hear that stuff. That is not a turn-on. I'm a woman. I'm going to tell you right now, all those are listening, guys are listening, it is not a turn-on to speak that language to a woman. And now, you know, there's guys that say, oh, yeah, they like that. They even use that word themselves. Well, you know what? Black people use the word nigger. That doesn't mean that it's the best word to use. I don't think that. Just because another black person may say, oh, that's my nigger, blah, 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 that's not right. I don't feel that's right, you know. It still is a negative word. It's a negative connotation. It's a negativity. So I agree with you about what they're talking about sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, trash, you know, we're wasting our precious time here on earth. Do you think this is your fate? Do you think that it was like already written for you to go down this path, to become this great musician, to tell a story about, you know, what's going on around the globe, not just in Sierra Leone, but different issues? Do you think this is your path, or do you think that later in life you might choose something else?
Exactly. Well, that's what I tell people all the time. I'm like, you know, like, I'm here on earth for purpose, basically. You know, I'm here to contribute in my own way. I always say that if you have the opportunity to stand in front of two or three people and those people listen to you, you know, I just think that you have to, you know, out of what you're going to say, you have to use, man, we have to use 75% of positivity, talk about positive,
mm-hmm,
and 100%, you know, you do it for fun. So I mostly, you know, like, the kind of music we do, we mostly talk about positive things, you know, with my own personal, you know, what I do, what I write, you know, I talk about positive things, because, you know what, I have a saying that I always say, you can see the world through another person's eyes. You know,
mm-hmm.
So meaning, you know, if I have my own experiences coming from another country, coming from another
yeah,
community, coming from another culture, you know,
we
and
can
you
learn
are,
from you.
Right, you
yeah,
are here in America, and you have never traveled. You have never been to my country, Sierra Leone. And, you know, you're asking me about my country, then I'm telling you in my country, then you definitely feel related. Like, you definitely feel like you're in that country. You know,
yeah,
so that's
definitely
what I meant by you can see the world through the eyes of person, through the
I
eyes
do
of another person.
Dunya, Kandi kanulema Panavara yaradi piti la tilku Dugudani kanulema Panavara yaradi piti la tilku Alanke kano Mekano tanope Alane kediyane Alanke kano Mekano vodite Alane kediyane Budu zara budu manta Beni yaradi yaradi Metu madola Kano zara kano manta Beni yaradi yaradi
Yeah, I mean, I think if people need to pay attention to the music and really listen and use it as a tool. I mean, I'm an artist in different forms. I mean, I'm not a musician. I have done a little singing. I wrote a little blues song when I was in Poland one time. I don't know if I'll play that for you guys, but I'm more of a theater background, and I definitely believe in visual art, and it can change people's lives. It can help with drug addiction. It can help calm children down. It can help deal with trauma. It can bring hope. It can make you feel love. I mean, the arts are just, have, you know, done so much for me, and I know that the arts can help other individuals. What would you tell young artists today? What are some tips you can give them? I mean, touring can be very tiring, dealing with the fans. What are some tips you can give young artists today?
Well, for sure. For me personally, I just, you know, like, it's really hard what we're doing, you know, music in general. It's a really, really hard thing. And also, I just want to say that please, you know, like, we are the future. You know, and we have to shape up. We have to shape up today for the next generation. You know,
right.
And I just want us to try hard and contribute in our own way, in a positive way. You know, we could do things for fun. You know, sing for fun, and you know, put use another words and stuff for fun. But I just want us to really fight this really invisible war. I call it, you know, which is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the media, with all those things that are happening, you know. So I just want us to create more, you know, impact to the community, and at the same time, you know, I just want the young artists to, like, you know, keep the faith and definitely, like, let's just do music for passion, you know, like, let's, you know, we can, you know, once we do it for a passion and we started doing it and people started liking it, unfortunately, money is going to come out of it, you know, but we're going to have to put the money first, you know, say, okay, I'm gonna do my music. I need to build my house, you know, I need to buy a car, I need to buy my blings and stuff. So,
when you're on the right path, the doors open up for you. I will tell you,
exactly.
This show alone, you know, this show for me alone has opened up so many doors and pathways. I've met so many wonderful people. And when I started, I didn't know, but something in my heart said, this is where you have to go, you know. Go
this way. And you know what, you know, the reason why, like, most of these crazy things are happening, like, you know, a community, you know, people get shot and gang and stuff. It's, you know, like, especially like, young, talented artists that are coming up, you know, trying to come into the music, it's because of all this, you know, this crazy, like, influence stuff that's going around with the media, you know, portraying, you know, another big rapper driving this really big cars with big blinks and stuff, you know, and we have really, really precious young, talented, like, liberals, you know, rappers and musicians that are coming up, and because of the media is, like, portraying all those things, you know, they say, okay, that's the other way. So I'm going to do my music now just, you know, for money. And because I want to buy that car, oh, wow, that's a really, really nice thing and stuff. You know, so,
Major, I'm sorry, honey. We only have about a minute left. But, yes,
okay,
I do agree with you. I want to thank you so much. I know it was really early in Chicago. Thank you so much for coming on. You guys have to come back on.
No problem.
Again.
Thank you so much for having me. And, we'll be there. And we can't wait to... So party and play for people out there. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful day, and I hope to talk to you guys soon, okay? Tell everybody
else
I said hello.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
the man.